October 13th, the Roman Emperor Claudius, unusual for his integrity. On this day in AD 54, the Roman Emperor Tiberius Claudius Caesar Augustus Germanicus died, supposedly by being poisoned. Known today as Claudius, he was the fourth Roman Emperor and one of the best. Born into the imperial family, partly disabled by a deformed leg, he was not seen as a threat when his predecessor Caligula was murdered. He was found hiding after that event by the Praetorian Guard and was proclaimed emperor on the spot. The story was told by English poet Robert Graves in his novel I, Claudius. He turned out to be a wise and effective ruler, and Rome was a much more powerful nation when he died. It was 25 years after his death that Mount Vesuvius near Naples erupted, burying the towns of Pompeii and Herculaneum. Here is a poem about Pompeii by Thomas Babington Macaulay. Well have they mouldering walls, Pompeii known, decked in these charms, and by that rage o'erthrown. Sad city, gaily dawned thy latest day, and poured its radiance on the scene as gay. The leaves scarce rustled in the sighing breeze. In Asia dimples curled the sparkling seas, and as the golden tide of life they quaffed, Campania's sunny meads and vineyards laughed, while gleamed each lichened oak and giant pine on the far sides of swarthy Apennine. Then mirth and music through Pompeii rung, then verdant wreaths on all her portals hung. Her sons with solemn rite and jocund lay hail the glad splendours of that festal day. Today I ask that I shall strive to do my best, whatever my disabilities may be.